It's time to link up for Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
Morena Desley Simpson, how's it going?
Very well, thank you, Johnny. Very well.
Now, this morning, I guess the big news of the week around Tamaki Makaurau is the City Rail Link and the closures. Before it all is fired up and ready to go in 2026, Tamaki Makaurau is facing 96 days of rail closures and a further 53 days of partial network closure. Obviously the work needs to be done, but has there been adequate consultation with the public and local businesses?
Well, I think the first thing is to acknowledge that we want the City Rail Link to be world leading, ready to go when it opens in 2026, right? Mm-hmm. The problem is it's not just about building new stations like you've seen, you know, Mangawhao, etc. It's actually about doing other things on the network, like getting the points up to speed, the sleepers and tunnels strengthened, etc., improvements to drainage. So there's a whole lot of work. And you've seen, we've seen a lot of rail closures already. But look, what the Minister of Transport worked with KiwiRail, which of course is a Crown asset, not council, is said, look, we'll put some extra money in and we'll get it done once and we'll get it done quickly and we'll get it done as cheaply as possible and we will focus on commuters. So the rail network was always due to be down a little time over the Christmas period, for example, coming up, you know, 2 or 3 weeks. Now it'll be 4 weeks. So in other words, in putting more money in and concentrating on the tighter times during holidays, Easter, etc., they can be more cost efficient, they can work 24/7, and they can get it all done outside of what we call the main commuter times. So Christmas holidays as opposed to, you know, February, March, when school's back, work's back from inverted commas, holiday, you know, university starts, etc. So look, you know, the media's been very interesting around it, but I just want the real clear message here. This is done to hopefully benefit those who use the rail network to get to and from work, school, over the holiday period where we know the train network isn't used as often as it normally is. Now, the key message from my perspective, when I listened to kind of what the Crown and KiwiRail, et cetera, wanted to do, as I said, right, I get it. I actually personally think they've made the best call to do it this way, because if they didn't, it would take a lot longer and it would be, more disruption to more people. But I said, if you're going to do this, you've got to engage early with Aucklanders, engage often, explain what you're doing, why the disruptions are necessary, and how people can get to their destinations using alternative public transport routes. Because the other advantage of shutting the network down over the holiday period, as opposed to the school and working, normal working time, is that we have school buses available. Now, those school buses, of course, come onto the network when school gets back, but when school's not in, we can use, or Auckland Transport can use, extra buses to operate in the holiday periods to supplement public transport when the train line is closed.
Now, there are concerns from business owners that they were not adequately consulted about the rail shutdown and its timing. Can you explain why businesses were not given earlier notice and what consultation did take place?
Yeah, well, this came out on Friday last week, and councillors only learned about it the same day it was released. So it has been very last minute, for want of a better word, Donny. And I don't mean last minute. I just mean that the details around the closures, the timing, and how it was all going to work was worked through right through to almost midnight on the Thursday night. And as soon as they landed on an agreement, they wanted to tell first council, then they wanted to take it out to the wider Auckland, including businesses. The thing about the businesses is actually what we're saying is it won't be as if you won't get traffic into town, because it will come via the bus, extra buses, right? So it was more about just letting everyone know, Aucklanders, businesses, everyone know on Friday as quickly as possible that they had chosen a slightly longer holiday period shut down to take advantage of the extra, you know, public transport available and keep people moving in and out of where they needed to move.
Now, there is a hardship fund for businesses that have been affected by the construction happening around town with the city rail link, but there is a sentiment from some that the compensation provider has not been enough to make up for some of the disruption and loss of business they've faced. Can you comment on this?
Yeah, look, there is a fund available, and I think businesses should apply to that fund. And you know, obviously it's not political the way it's distributed, but if it's needed, it will be distributed. There is some money left, I believe. So yeah, I would say if you feel you meet the criteria, you know, please apply. Look, we are doing some kind of major stuff to activate the city over the summer period. You know, we've got Sale GP, you would have heard about the new Christmas tree that's coming, and we've got a lot of Christmas activation happening. So there will be other things that will generate people to come into the city. And you know, it's just because the train network is not operating, it doesn't mean you won't be able to get into the city via public transport.
Now, just on public transport, Desley, I went out to Mount Smart Stadium on Friday, actually Friday and Sunday, for the Pearl Jam concert, and yeah, there obviously cool. There's free transport out there. I was curious, how does this work? Is this does the promoter, is it included in the venue hire when promoters are hiring a big venue like that from the council, like a Mount Smart or a Mount Eden? How does the public transport roll out for that, and how does the council know what to put on for events like this?
Yeah, look, the major promoters cover this, and I think most major event promoters, whether it's a music concert or the All Blacks or whatever, they contribute to cover the costs of public transport. And then include that in the ticket price. And I think, you know, my take on why do they do it? Because they realise that there are going to be tens of thousands of people all going to one location, and the most most efficient way of doing that is via public transport. So, you know, look, we've got Coldplay coming on Wednesday night. I mean, first time since 2016. It's going to be an amazing concert, but hang, you're going to have 150,000 people getting to Eden Park over the three nights. There's about 50,000 people a night. Now that is, just to give you a size scale, that's about the same size as we saw at the sellout Women's World Cup football events, all right? So it's a huge number of people.
Are there significant changes to public transport schedules, and how can people keep up to date on this sort of stuff?
Yeah, look, there's a lot of ways of getting to Coldplay. First of all, you've got the ordinary bus train and special event buses. So Auckland Transport put on special event buses. For example, there are some from the city centre, Little Shore, etc., that go straight to Eden Park. There's also, you know, there's a website where you can go to Auckland Transport. Will show you how to get to the venue on many, you know, many types of train or bus. And there's also a really cool fan zone walking trail for Coldplay this time as well, which you've seen it done sometimes for Rugby World Cup, but it goes from 5 to 8 p.m. From, you know, down by Komatanga Square, by Atia Square, Kevin's Arcade, and sort of a walk along that way. And when you stop there will be face painting in Atia Square. There's Myers Park have a location where you can make your own Coldplay sign workstation to, you know, hold up at the concert. And then over the Rainbow Bridge, you know, the lovely pink bridge, we've got opportunities for people to win $100 hop card credits if they take a photo on the Instagram frame there.
Sounds so it's all gone. Oh, really, man.
It's going to be fantastic. Coldplay is just awesome, and they're going to make there's a sellout three nights, and it's just going to be fantastic. Okay. You know, concerts like this bring a huge amount of money into our city too. I think this one is looking at about $11 million. Awesome.
Now, Desley, one last thing, just a quick recap on the pothole service that the council is running at the moment. People can, head to the council website and report potholes that'll get filled in 24 hours. I need to do this on Simon Street because I ride my bike down Simon Street every day. And I tell you what, Desley, the bus, obviously there's a lot of buses that go down there. Simon Street is not in good nick. There are a few potholes that I need to avoid every morning on my way in, so I must
absolutely report them, because we've only, this is the 12th day since it went live, the pothole promise, and last week we had 97% of potholes reported filled within 24 hours.
Okay. I think
the target was 95%. They've filled about over 500, so go onto the website, Auckland Transport website. If you just Google pothole promise, it comes up.
Okay.
And look, they are doing a really good job. Interestingly enough, though, most of the potholes are in, you know, the likes of Franklin, Waitakere, Albany, local board areas. But look, they need to be fixed for lots of reasons. One, it's not good for transport. But two, if there's a pothole, often water can egress in under the road surface and actually do a lot of damage long term to the road. So we actually really want people to report them.
Okay. Hey, Desley, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. We'll look forward to speaking with you in a couple of weeks.
Great, Johnny. Have a great week. Take care.
Cheers, mate. Bye.
That was Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.